on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning. We're back. It's 9:40. Sun is shining, enjoying 42 degrees, and enjoying the company of Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management, and also Wilkin County Recycling. We're kind of doing the double dip this month.
We are. Good morning.
Good morning. So do we get a can count? I mean, things been good? Things picking up?
It's starting to pick up.
Okay, good.
So we've taken in just over 1,000 pounds so far this month. Now, early April is typically slow because it takes everybody a week or so to remember that it's April.
Yeah.
And to recognize that we have the incentive going on. So I always anticipate numbers being low right away. They are extra low right now because last week it stormed.
Yeah.
And it was a mess.
Nobody wanted to go out.
For most of last week. So I'm hoping that things continue to pick up. The goal for the month is usually 30,000 pounds. Are we going to see 30,000 pounds this year? Probably not, just because the incentive price of 40 cents isn't, you know, the most record-breaking price we've had.
But it's still doubled.
It's still doubled, yeah. It is. Last month it was 20 cents a pound. This month it's 40 cents a pound. So I'm hoping that we still have those big loads come in later this month. But, you know, time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
Any recycling that comes in benefits our planet, and that's why we do this.
We do this
to celebrate Earth Day, Earth Week, Earth Month. So this is what we do.
This is us celebrating.
Exactly.
Right. Celebratory thing.
We're trying to give you the incentive and a gift in return for recycling.
So what are the hours over there? When can people drop off their aluminum?
Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6, and Saturdays from 8 until noon.
And just drive in. I mean, if you have like a small to normal load, just drive in. But bigger loads, yeah.
Right. Those bigger loads, if you're bringing in a grain truck or, you know, a 20-foot horse trailer that's full to the top of bags, we appreciate some advance notice, and usually we have you come in a different door so we can work simultaneously on those individuals that are coming in with two garbage bags full, and then we'll be working on yours as well at the same time, but it doesn't quite crowd the space so we can still continue our operations. So if you're bringing in an extra large load, just give us some advance notice, 218-643-5815, and give us a heads up so that we can plan for you. But otherwise, yes, just pull on into the building. It's nice out now, so the doors are open.
It's easy.
Exactly. Pull on in, but please reduce your speed when you're coming in. Remember that we have people working in that building.
Yeah.
We have equipment and machinery moving around. And I will go out there and say we've all almost been clipped a few times by a vehicle coming into that building too fast. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not good. So make sure you're slowing down.
Yeah.
Slow down when you go into your garage at home. Slow down when you come into our garage at the facility.
Right.
Because it keeps everybody safe.
Now, what do you have to say, switching gears? What do you have to say about the melt and how the snow melt's going? Do you want to comment on that, or do you want to wait till Friday?
No, we can talk about that right now. So things are moving. So as of Monday, the Otter Tail River was open up to County Road 19, which is something that we like to see. Now, there's been some roads that have gone under, which is always normal for us in the spring because it takes time for some of those culverts to open up. The Highway Department has been working really hard to make sure that those culverts are opening up. And, you know, it's a good sign that once they do open up, the water starts to drain. Now, I was in touch with Tom Rickles yesterday. Tom Rickles was our former county engineer who has an affinity for flood work.
Mr. Hydrology, yeah.
Exactly. He's still a cooperative individual with the Weather Service, so he always has great information as far as what we're looking at for moisture content and what the snowpack is looking like. He had texted me yesterday letting me know that on Friday we had 22 inches of snow depth. As of yesterday, it was 10 inches. And I said, okay, that's great. Great news that the snow depth is reducing so quickly. And I said, what about soil infiltration? And according to his observations, you know, 80% or so is going into the ground.
Okay.
Which is great.
That's good news. That's exactly what
we want to see, because those upper layers of the soil were pretty dry moving into the winter anyways.
Yeah.
And we need the moisture. So that's good. The river in town has yet to really make any significant response to any of the water that's going into the basin. So we'll have to watch that over the next couple days to see what's happening. Right now, the deterministic forecast from the Weather Service says 13.5 feet on Saturday, which causes a little bit of interruption around these two communities, but not a hugely significant amount.
Okay.
So we'll just kind of have to keep an eye on things through the end of this week and into the weekend. Our temperatures are going to cool down starting on Friday, where we're going to start freezing at night again. That slows things down down because it takes longer than during the day for the snowpack to start moving. And that's always helpful to let those large amounts of water that are sitting out there drain through, and then everything else can start moving after that.
Sure.
So I think things are going pretty well for us.
Okay, good. I like to hear that.
Exactly. So we're just going to keep on trucking, keep on doing what we're doing. Remember, if you have a culvert that's plugged and it is going to affect your personal residence, to call that in. Mm-hmm. We obviously don't want to see that happen to anybody, especially if it's preventable. And we can only attend to things that are, you know, being notified.
Right.
Exactly. See something, say something, mm-hmm, type situation. So keep that in mind. We do have our self-service sandbag site at the highway department in Breckenridge open. So if you need a few sandbags, please come over, fill a few sandbags, take them with you, get whatever you need. And then if you have any questions, reach out to either myself at the office, you know, the highway department, law enforcement, whatever your question may be, or your concern, and we can help get that addressed for you.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
We covered a lot of territory today.
I shouldn't say you did.
I'm just sitting here asking questions. You provide all the answers.
I try my best.
All right. So again, recycling aluminum, double the premium.
Absolutely.
Okay, get to Wilkin County Recycling and get your cans in.
Right.
All right. We'll see you Friday.
Yes, you will.
We'll talk more. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management and Wilkin County Recycling. It's 946, the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Wake up with a good cup of coffee and me, Bill Dablo, weekday mornings 6 until 10 here at the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW.